Welcome to the Service Management Leadership Podcast with Jeffrey Tiefertiller.
Good Tuesday to you. This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller back with another Service Management Leadership Podcast. The world, maybe worlds, of asset management are expanding. Cloud management gets a lot of our focus. Software asset management gets a lot of our focus. Both of them do because of so much money and risk at stake. However, we see less and less attention placed upon hardware asset management, better known as HAM. Hardware asset management, though, provides six main purposes that I would like to talk about today. One of the purposes is a standardized mechanism to enable hardware requests. If we don't have a hardware asset management program, everybody's going to be asking for all kinds of hardware. The ability for us to standardize our request, standardize what kind of hardware is available and to whom, and to give us a mechanism to ensure that we're tracking that is huge. Speaking of tracking, number two, the tracking of hardware to interface with finance for depreciation purposes. We track this hardware so that our finance people can also track it and know how much depreciated value is left. Another reason we track this, it's not on my list, but I think it's very important, is we understand our software usage just by the hard tracking hardware. For example, you should have just as many Windows licenses as you do laptops, right? How do you know how many Windows licenses you should have? I bet you could figure it out by how many laptops you have out. And the laptop's the easy example, but you can use another, like servers or whatever. Number three, hardware asset management also interfaces with security to ensure that standards are upheld. This is one we don't talk about very often, but our security friends, they require us to have a strong hardware asset management capability. Number four, a standardized process for onboarding new types or even models of hardware. So if we're onboarding new types of hardware, doesn't it help the service desk know what there is to support? And so this hardware asset management function helps a lot of different groups. Number five, it helps identify technical debt. That's big. And number six, there's way more than six. I just culled the list down a little bit. It's ensuring a standardized decommissioning and disposal process. I've been places that did not decommission well, and it was painful, because we would have uh-ohs way too often. And that's why I want to make sure that when we talk about decommission and disposal, we think about it with our stakeholders' needs in mind. So when we're decommissioning a server, do we leave it running but just keep an eye on it for a little bit, or do we just pull the plug? I've been places that just pulled the plug, and it was painful when they pulled the wrong plug. I don't know if you've experienced that, but it is painful. So today is just a reminder, this Tuesday, that hardware asset management does have value. We should invest in it. It provides a lot of value to these stakeholders. And so we should always try to do well. Thank you for listening today. This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller. If your organization needs help in asset management, let me know. Service Management Leadership would love to help you. I am well into my 20th year of asset management. I started in 1994. I've seen a lot come and a lot go, and I would love to help your organization accordingly. And also, I ask that you follow our LinkedIn company page and let us know how we can help you in a different way. Have an awesome day. Bye.